So we look around the world today and we see madness in every corner and every part of it. At every level of society, whether it is the lowest of lows baying for blood of the leaders above them, or the leaders acting in ways which simply defy reason and logic, taking the world one way and another as they wish. News page on the COGIW website is updated almost daily. And just start with looking at a couple of them, just to underline just how mad the leaders are of this world and how they're taking this world to the brink. The Breitbart report on the 6th of the 7th, 17. Macron declares he will govern like a Roman god. French President Emmanuel Macron has declared he will govern France like Jupiter, the Roman king of gods, shortly after officials told the media his thought process is just too complex for the journalists to understand. The ConservativeTribune.com on the 9th of the 6th, prepare to bomb the US aircraft carriers. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un called upon the country's air force to be prepared to attack aircraft carriers, the Korean Central News Agency stated. Kim shows no sign of backing down, and the latest exercise, coupled with his alleged order to the Air Force to strike aircraft carriers, indicates the dictator wants to remain defiant at whatever the cost. And another day in the Empire.com on the 16th of June. There will be blood, civil war in America. The shooting of a Republican baseball at a Republican baseball practice in Virginia shouldn't come as a surprise. From Kathy Griffin posting with Trump's severed head to a Trump-like Julius Caesar killed in Central Park play, the media has fixated on strife between the two established parties. This isn't an accident. It's designed to keep Americans distracted and each other's throat as the economy slowly implodes and wars expand with horrific toll. Factions are established and receive support behind the scenes from George Soros and the Koch brothers. The DNC announced it will throw $1 million at its summer of resistance. Violence is escalating. Leftists attack Trump supporters and they respond in kind. Activists are now openly carrying weapons. We are in the early stages of an engineered civil war. That's just three news articles up on the website that just show how the leaders of this world are taking the world forwards. Different people around the world in positions of power, either officially elected or unofficial elite, are trying to mould the world system in the way that they want. Around the world, people, our friends and family outside the church, are anxious about the future, scared of what will develop. How will President Trump deal with North Korea? How will the elite of the world try to influence and buy the next governments for power? What will the Pope do next? How will Europe survive Brexit, along with the other countries wanting to leave Europe? We know from such scriptures such as Romans 13 that we are to be subject to the governing authorities over us, and that from 1 Timothy 2 we are to pray for those in authority over us. But this morning, I want to look briefly at just how much control human leaders actually have in the world events and its future. So if you can turn, please, to Proverbs 21. Proverbs 21, because this sums it up really quite nicely. Proverbs 21 and verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it where he wishes. Now, the river is Strong's number 06388, Peleg, and it also translates to channel. So rivers of water translates to channels of water, or an irrigation system. And this system of irrigation is in use still in Eastern countries. Flower beds and gardens of herbs are always made a little bit lower than the level of the ground that surrounds them. They are divided into small squares, and at the edging there is a slight banking of the earth around the whole square on each side. Water is then let in and floods the entire square the surface of that square until the soil is thoroughly saturated, after which the water is turned off, turned into another bed by simply closing the original opening. The turning of the foot of the gardener opens and then closes the water into the area where the herbs are. Over the course of time, the whole garden is eventually watered in due course. It is a simple and easy movement of the foot which controls how that water is turned wherever the gardener wishes. Likewise, it is the simplest of actions directed by our Creator which turns the king's heart where God directs. Mankind and the world's leaders are not in ultimate authority, even though they have the human authority assigned to them, and they create man's laws. So, to avoid me being asked later on what is the title for the sermonette, Turning the Channels of Water of World Events. So please turn to John 19. It's a scripture that we know very well, where Pilate and Christ are together, right before Christ's crucifixion. Pilate was originally a Roman knight. He was the prefect or governor of Judea, Samaria and Idumea, and he was appointed as such by Senatus. Now, Senatus was the chief administrator of the Roman Empire, directly under the emperor. So he had some quite direct linkage straight up the chain and down again. As Roman prefect, Pontius Pilate was granted the power of a supreme judge, which meant he had the sole authority to order a criminal's execution. His duties as a prefect also included such mundane tasks as tax collection and managing construction projects. But perhaps his most crucial responsibility was that of maintaining law and order. Pontius Pilate, according to several records, attempted to do so by any means necessary. What he couldn't negotiate, it is said that he would accomplish through brute force. So Pilate was talking to Christ in this scenario we'll just come to, the very being so powerful that when he spoke, it existed. Starting in verse 10, then Pilate said to him, "Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and the power to release you?" So according to the pulpit commentary, Pilate scoffingly assumes supreme authority of life and death. He virtually says, "I am the judge, you are the accused criminal, I am your master and the master of the Jews, you are absolutely in my power." Just moving back up a few scriptures, just to verse 6, the end sentence in there, Pilate says he finds no fault with him. And in verse 12, says, "From then on, Pilate sought to release him." So given the fact that Pilate has got supreme authority under the emperor to rule as supreme judge and has the balance of life and death in his hands, you would have thought it would have been quite an easy task for him to have Christ set free. But dropping down to verse 16, "So he delivered him to be crucified." Pontius Pilate clearly didn't have the power to release the innocent or crucify a criminal. The reason for that, verse 11, Jesus answered, "You have no power at all against me unless it has been given to you from above." The reason why Pilate could not accomplish the release of Christ given his human authority was because God's plan required the sacrifice of Christ, and the channels of water were set in a direction such that mankind and nothing could change it. We know man is a free moral agent and can make decisions as he wishes, to go one way or another. The leaders of this world aren't robots carrying out computer programs and doing what they have been programmed to do. But if the events, their decisions and actions made by the world's leaders are going in a direction that is opposed to God and his plan of salvation, then as chief gardener, he will turn his foot and change where the channels of water flow. This time last year, who would have seen that Mrs. Clinton would lose to Mr. Trump at all, let alone by 306 to 232. That was unseen. This time 18 months ago, the British government was pushing the Remain camp in Europe. Who would have seen Brexit actually happening? Turn, please, to Job 12. And this is a section where Job is answering his critics. Starting in verse 13, with him are wisdom and strength. He has counsel and understanding. If he breaks a thing down, it cannot be rebuilt. If he imprisons a man, there can be no release. If he withholds the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the earth. With him are strength and prudence. The deceived and the deceiver are his. Verse 17, carrying on. He leads counsellors away plundered and makes fools of the judges. He looses the bonds of kings and binds their waist with a belt. He leads princes away plundered and overthrows the mighty. He deprives the trusted ones of speech and takes away the discernment of the elders. He pours contempt on princes and disarms the mighty. He uncovers deep things out of darkness and brings the shadow of death to light. He makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and guides them. He takes away the understanding of the chiefs and the people of the earth and makes them wander in a pathless wilderness. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man. So with people like Mr. Soros declaring he is like unto a god, and the president of France saying that he is going to rule like Jupiter, the king of the Roman gods, with left-wing leaders saying that they should decide who will rule them, and the unelected bureaucrats in Europe setting the direction, one thing is clear, God is allowing it. Europe has grown to 28 nations, but through Mr. Armstrong, God revealed that there would be 10 nations or kings at the end time in Europe under the Pope, and that the UK would not be part of it. And we saw last year that the channels of water were turned slightly, and we have Brexit. They are being turned and guided by the one supreme ruler. So unlike our friends in the world, we can sit back in confidence, knowing that the future that we've been taught by God through Mr. Armstrong is sure, and there is absolutely nothing mankind, under the influence of Satan, can do to stop God achieving his plan. As we are taught by Christ in John 19:11, when he was on earth, that no matter what man or what its kings or rulers do, it only happens because God is allowing it. Because God is all-powerful and nothing will frustrate the plan of God that he has. He turns the channels of water where he wishes them to go. And as Christ taught his apostles in Matthew 6, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.